Here's something we have not done for quite some time on the big show at 3BA, and that's have a chat with Bruce Tweedale from the Ballarat Sportsman's Club. Good morning to you, Bruce.
Good morning, PT. How are you?
I'm very well, my friend. Great to see you smile and dial. Good to actually have you here in the studio. It's been a long time, hasn't it?
It has been a very long time. I think the last time was June, July last year.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, COVID certainly has ravaged all parts.
It's taken its toll.
But it's great to know that the Ballarat Sportsman Club is still around and still going strong.
Yep.
And next Wednesday is the big Ballarat Sportsperson of the Year Awards that you'll be handing out. Now, we're going to talk about the categories very, very shortly.
Mm-hmm.
But first, I want to chat to one of the absolute legends of the VFL/AFL. He's your guest speaker, David Parkin. Good morning to you, David.
G'day, Colin, Bruce. How are you?
Very, very well. And thank you so much for your time. Mate, I don't know where to start with your illustrious career, but I'm not even going to start with football, Mr. Park, and I want to start with the fact that you're a huge advocate for men's health, aren't you?
Yeah, look, I think on the back of a father who died a very painful death with prostate cancer, and I'm a health educator by trade. That's been my work in education for a long period of time, obviously. And I think via my dad's death and the awareness of the family, I've got a brother who's a doctor who's also suffered with the same disease. It's been an interest, I suppose, capped by a couple of my students from Deakin decided to ride posties motorbikes across Australia from Perth to Melbourne and asked me to become the patron. I was never thinking I'd be stupid enough to get on one of the bikes and fall in love with them. I've got two now, so it's as a near 80-year-old, it's a pretty stupid thing to be doing. But we've worked extremely hard, and actually, in fact, we started in Ballarat by putting a transperineal biopsy machine into the hospital there, so that people in Ballarat wouldn't have to come to Melbourne and do the biopsy in public hospitals here because they weren't available. And I think one of the better things I've been a part of in my life is that group that's ridden somewhere in Australia every year. And we've put about, I don't know, 15 or 16 of these machines now into rural regional hospitals. And I think of all the things I've been a part of, I'm probably proudest most of that particular work because it's been a massive effect, particularly on people who live in the rural regions of the country. So, and Ballarat being our starting point is very near and dear.
David, speaking of men's health, never spoken about back in your playing coaching days, was it?
No, that's been one of the problems, and we're still having awful trouble in getting men to understand that they, go off and do their bit of their genetic history. I was in Warrnambool the other night for a men's health night. 130 people turned up, 40 of them women. So that's a men's health night with 40 men that wouldn't have been there unless their women had bought them. And it's horrifying to me that men who, so many people depend on, not just wives and partners and families, etc., but have an enormous role to play, don't care too much about their own well-being and how it might affect those people. So it's been one of the better, I think, institutions, if you like, that I've been a part of.
I'm sure over your playing and your coaching days, David, you've got many great stories that you're going to impart next Wednesday night up here in Ballarat as part of the Ballarat Sportsman's Club Night of Nights, the presentation of the Sports People of the Year. But a couple of things I just want to quickly touch on with you this morning. Two major events that happened in your life. You took over the helms of Hawthorn and Carlton from two massive names in the game, a.k.a. John Kennedy and also Alex Jezelinko at Carlton. Such big boots to fill, but you did it so well, it seems.
Oh, I know. If you choose your institution well at the time, it certainly helps. If you've got, I was blessed when I took over Hawthorn. John Kennedy resigned. In fact, I went to a funeral yesterday. David Wanless passed away, who was the football manager at the Hawthorn Football Club, and John Kennedy Jr. did the eulogy, which he did. He did magnificently. So I was, how fortunate you can be to go into the Hawthorn Football Club when it was a power. It had won a premiership in 76, so it wasn't as if we were short of players. And then I went into Carlton when they'd won in 79, lost in 80, I think it's where I got my job, and we won in 81, 82. So it was a dream. As a coach, you've just got to have good players, and both instances, I was lucky enough to have them.
Right place, right time. So,
exactly, yeah.
So many stories. David Parkin, an absolute pleasure as always to catch up with you, and can't wait to hear the extended versions on Wednesday night of next week. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, look, I'm looking forward to it. So many, you know, friends, family and colleagues in Ballarat, so I'll be catching up with a few while I'm there. It's great. Thank you very much for having me on.
That is our pleasure, and great to have you back up here as a part of the Ballarat Sportsman's Club. Once again, David Parkin. He is Bruce Tweedale, an absolutely just a legend of a bloke.
He's a wonderful man.
Forget about the sporting prowess and all the rest of it. He's just a legend of a bloke. He really, really is.
Looking forward to his talk next week, next Wednesday.
Absolutely. It is the Sports Person of the Year Awards.
It is.
And we're not mentioning any names whatsoever this morning, but what are the categories, Bruce?
Okay. Obviously, the highlight of the night is the Sports Person of the Year. But within the framework of that, we have the awards, including the Widmer Award, which is open to coaches, mentors and trainers who assist in the development of sport. We have the Wunnum Trophy. It's for the age group 17 and under, for young people who've had success in state, national and world titles. The Hollyoak Medallion is available for any team player. And PT, for many years, the award, the Mackenzie Award, named after Ken McKenzie, a well-known local sporting identity and a newspaper person. It's the McKenzie Award, it's made available to anyone behind the scenes. However, this year we're renaming it the McKenzie Velpede Award.
Fantastic.
In honour of our previous secretary for the past 10 years or so, Bruce Velpede, who has now become a life member. So it's now known as the Mackenzie Velpede Award.
Deserved.
Yep,
absolutely.
It is.
It's going to be a big, big night. Bruce, great to have you back on deck.
Thanks, PT.
Here's hoping we can get a whole year in.
Yeah. Cross our fingers, mate.
And, of course, we'll get the details up online. I wouldn't think – have you got any tickets left, any seats left for the
– if people would like to come along, we can take a few.
Yep.
It's $80 per head, which is a three-course meal and includes all drinks.
Fantastic. At the Ballarat Golf Club,
Golf Club, next Wednesday night.
Bruce Tweedale, great to catch up. Finally, it's been too long, and look forward to talking to you next month.
Thanks very much, PT.